Hello, everybody. This is Jack Canfield, and I want to welcome you to the Train the Trainer podcast, our first podcast, our Getting Started call for the 2013 Train the Trainer program. And I want you to know that I'm really excited about this group this year, and I hope you're excited as well. This is our fourth year in doing our Train the Trainer program, and all of you are going to benefit from what we've learned over the last 3 years, in addition to what I've been learning on the road as I'm continually presenting, the feedback we've gotten from participants on how to improve the program every year, and it just keeps getting better and better. So I'm really excited that you're joining us, and we're going to have a really incredible year. And I want you to know that I think you've made a great decision to belong to this. We have a fabulous group of people coming in. I also want you to know that while this is only our third year in doing, or the fourth year in doing this Train the Trainer program, I've been training people to present and speak and run seminars for over 30 years, primarily in the world of corporate trainings and in educational settings, and now we're also training people to conduct public seminars as well as integrate this work into the things they're already currently doing, whether you're a coach or a trainer or a speaker, or we have medical doctors enrolled in our program, people that are college professors, people that are managers, people that just want to bring this into their work, whatever it might be. We've even had two people take the program who ran a gym, a fitness program up in Canada, and they've integrated this into their work, expanding it out beyond body fitness into mental fitness. So very excited to have you all joining us. The vision for this and why we're doing this, and I just want to give you a little background. About 5 years ago, I got a call from the U.S. Navy asking me to train, I think it was about 10,000 people a month that were now coming out of the Navy, and they wanted to develop a training program based on the success principles and have the people implement this as they went from being people that were taking orders for 3 or 5 or 10 or 15 years to people that could take control of their life, become independent, become entrepreneurial, start strategizing for having the successful life they needed to have out in the general public as a civilian rather than being in the military. And, you know, we were unable to take the contract because we didn't have enough trainers. And I said, I don't ever want to be in that situation again. So I wanted to really train as many people as possible to deliver this work so we'd have a cadre of people that we could call upon if we needed them, as well as get this information out into the world. You know, I'm 68 as we're recording this call. I don't feel it. I don't look it, but I that's the reality of my age. And I wanted to make sure that the legacy that I've built in terms of all this wonderful work and the training activities that we've been able to gather over the years and the skill sets that are required for helping people move through the resistances, the fears, et cetera, that stop them from applying these principles that are universal and always work to their life. So this part of my ongoing legacy, if you will, as well as you know, the idea that we're responding to this huge need for people all over the world. We're now getting requests. I'm getting requests every week to speak in South Africa, in Oman, in Bahrain, in Dubai, in Abu Dhabi, in Jordan. It just continues all through the Middle East and all through Asia as well, in China and Singapore and Indonesia and so forth. So we know there's a growing desire and a growing need for people to get this kind of training. And so we're excited about that as well. Now, I always say that every class we do is the best one yet, and it's always true. And partially it's true because we're getting better at what we do, but also the level of applications of people that are coming into the program are very, very exciting, and it seems like every year we attract people with a higher level of commitment, a higher level of consciousness, a higher level of background. And as I say that, I know there are some people that are applying to this program who are not professional trainers or counselors or university professors or coaches or therapists or whatever. And but if you've been accepted, it's because we have looked at your application and we believe that you are truly the kind of person we want to train. You have the consciousness, the desire, the commitment, the potential, the background, et cetera, that's needed to make you a successful trainer. So I just want anyone who's listening to this don't kind of think, oh, my God, I really belong in this group, because you do. We have actually rejected some of the applications we've gotten, so we want you to know that you are a group of people that have passed through that, that barrier, that wall, if you will. Now, it's exciting for me this year. We have a diverse and rich background of people coming into the training, many, many fields of professional interest represented. We have people coming from 9 different countries, including South Africa, the Czech Republic, Norway, Sweden, France, the United Arab Emirates, Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico, which is not a country, but I always think it's good to specialize and talk about that because we love our friends down in Puerto Rico as well. Now, you'll be joining, when you come, as a result of that, an international community of Campfield-trained trainers. Just for example, last year, Pooja Gupta, who's from Chennai in India, and when she first took the Train the Trainer program, she was an elementary school teacher, and now she has her own training company and beautiful offices doing great trainings all around India. And she just put on the first TEDx conference in India. And if you don't know about TED, go to TED.com, TED.com, because you need to know about it. There are these incredible geniuses that are constantly speaking, doing 18-minute to 20-minute presentations, and you can download them and watch them free on the Internet. But anyway, she led the first TEDx conference in India, and seven or eight, I think, of our Train the Trainer graduates were speakers, invited from the United States and Canada and Mexico and other countries to come speak in India. That's the kind of thing that starts to happen as you join this community. And I'll be putting on a four-day high-end retreat in October in India with Pooja as well. So the idea here is that not only are you going to get trained, but you're also joining a very elite group of people who are staying well-connected, and we'll teach you how to do that on Facebook. We have a special community that's passcode protected in our own website and also in the Facebook community. And you'll be joining that and having access not only to the people in your group this year, but all the past graduates as well. And there's constant support that they're giving each other, going to each other's seminars, co-teaching things, reviewing each other's marketing materials, sharing new ideas, new music they found, whatever it might be, with each other. So it's a very rich experience. So I'm excited that you're joining that group. Now, one of the things I want you to know, we're going to go over some very specific information here. I want to kind of orient you to the dates of the program, the curriculum we'll be covering, the commitment that I would expect from you, the outcomes we're promising, the experience you're going to have, and the expectations we have in terms of what we need you to do to be prepared. This will include some preparation, what's often referred to as homework, before you actually get to our first meeting, which will be February 18th to 22nd at the Westin Hotel in Long Beach, California. You'll be flying into LAX, Los Angeles Airport, and you'll be able to look at all the information about the hotel, travel, et cetera, on the bottom of the website page that you accessed this podcast on. So you can find out more information. And there is a packet of information at the bottom there, which you can click on the little URL. It'll give you lots of information and data. Our second meeting will also be at the Westin in Long Beach, California, June 24th to 28th, 5 days each time. And then our third meeting, October 7th to 11th, somewhere in southwestern U.S., not sure exactly where yet. We're still working out a couple of possible locations, but we'll get that information to you as soon as we have it, which will probably be within the next 3 to 4 weeks. The other thing is the curriculum we'll be covering, just so you'll know, over the course of the year, we're going to be looking, and content-wise, the intellectual capacity or component of the program is going to be 21 principles of success drawn from the Success Principles book that we expect you to master the presentation of, whether you're teaching it purely as a success course or whether you're integrating these principles into something that you already do. Many of you are managers. Many of you have your own training programs, whether it's in education, corporate, general public. Some people are working in the fields of health and fitness and so forth, and you'll be able to integrate these principles into helping people be more successful at applying whatever it is you teach beyond these principles. We'll also be teaching you how to teach these principles experientially, meaning you're not going to be just a talking head. We will have you master the content in you presenting it. We'll also have you tell stories, some from others, some from my experiences, some from people that we've, you know, gathered their stories together in Chicken Soup for the Soul books, which will be made available to you, as well as your own personal stories. As we go throughout the year, we'll be expecting you to live these principles on a daily basis so that you will have your own success story about how these different principles and the activities and practices and techniques that go with them have successfully, you know, worked in your life as well. And literally walking the talk, as we say, being a product of the product, being someone who is living this in terms of the energy of your beingness, as well as your ability to articulate and to lead people through experiential activities that allows them to have the aha experiences themselves rather than just a mental construct. We'll be teaching you games, exercises, activities. Some are internal, like guided visualizations. Some are external, where they're doing partner processes, small group exercises, milling exercises, energizer games between activities, etc. So you're going to learn a lot about how to work with people on an experiential level, control the energy in the room, know when to take a break, know how to bring the energy up or how to calm it down, etc. Very powerful skills that you'll get. We'll also be teaching you how to present some guided visualizations, teaching you processing skills, how do you process people after an exercise if they get stuck, if they're resistant, if they get plugged in, if they're crying, if they're angry, you know, whatever shows up, knowing how to coach people through that. So we'll be teaching you several different coaching models, some different skills that you can use to help people move through the stuck places. We'll also be working on presentation skills. You'll be practicing presenting in front of sometimes the large group, sometimes small breakout groups. You'll be getting feedback from me, feedback from our assistants, all of whom will be trained the trainer grads who come back year after year to support people like you because they got so much for themselves and they just want to pass it on. And also the other participants in the room will be part of that feedback process as well. We're also going to teach you how to set up a room, how to create assisting teams, how to work with them, how to create a safe space in a room. Sometimes we call it a sacred space in the room. What's all the back of the room stuff, supplies, name tags, things you might need. We'll let you be on the assisting team at least one or two days of that, where you'll meet with the team, our team, in the morning before the other people come into the room. You'll see how we set up all of that and how that's organized. Very, very useful training. We'll be focusing a little bit on marketing and enrollment. Some we'll do in the training room. Some we'll have on teleseminars. Our main focus in working with you is not marketing enrollment, but how to actually do the seminars. But we know that many of you need marketing and enrollment and sales and closing techniques to actually get people into your seminars. So we'll be focusing on that as well. So lots of material on so many different aspects of just upping your game and making you a professional trainer at the highest level you can possibly be, especially in focusing on these success principles. Each training, you're going to receive a manual with supporting material for the 7 to 9 principles we'll cover during that period of 5 days. And over the course of the 3 weeks, we'll be covering somewhere between 21 and 25 principles and really drilling down deeply into them, sometimes revisiting ones and going deeper during the subsequent trainings than we did in the initial first 5 days. You'll receive in the manual instructions for how to set up each of the activities. They'll be kind of word-for-word scripts for you. There'll be worksheets that you'll need in order to do the processes. Some of our paper and pencil type things that allow you to have aha experiences, obviously, when you're setting goals and writing affirmations. Those have to be written down. And you'll have access to those worksheets, and you'll be able to use them in your own work. And there'll also be other supporting material, sometimes suggested readings and so forth, in your manual. And just want to let you know that in addition to all that you're going to get from me, as I mentioned, you're going to have people from, you know, all over the globe that you're going to be able to learn from them as well. Some people come in with great expertise in areas that you don't have, and that gets shared in many formal and informal ways throughout the training as well. So we'll be able to go deeper, not just with me, but with all the people that are coming in. As I said, many, many people end up collaborating with each other. People have co-authored books together. They've run trainings together. They've created online programs together. They've done websites together. All kinds of things grow out of it that are really exciting. Now, meeting number one, we're going to cover 9 success principles. And I just want to give you a little heads up. If you want to really study these in the Success Principles book, I would encourage you to do that. Read these chapters perhaps 2 or 3 times, underline, take notes, really become familiar with them. So the more you start with when you come in, the further we can go without having to do all the basic instruction. Number one is take responsibility for your life. In the book, Success Principle number 2 is be clear why you are here, which covers life purpose. Success Principle number 3 is decide what you want. Number 4, believe it's possible. Number 7, unleash the power of goal setting. Number 10, release the brakes, affirmations. Number 11, see what you want, get what you see, visualization. Number 12, act as if. Number 13, take action. And number 19, use feedback to your advantage. So those will be the principles we'll be working on, and we'll be working on, as I said, in many different levels, so that you'll leave really ready to, you know, our promise is you'll be able to do a half-day workshop minimum. Some people can do a one-day workshop based on these principles after the first week. And so there's three levels we're going to be working with you on. Number one, the intellectual, conceptual level. We want you to have the knowledge of the principles and the concepts, things like responsibility, law of attraction, mastermind groups, etc. We'll be focusing on skill sets, speaking, setting up an exercise, guided visualization, how do you lead a meditation, milling exercises, coaching people who are stuck, as I said earlier. And you'll learn a lot of different processes you can do to energize people. We just added laughter yoga to the curriculum that we teach. It's some of the coolest stuff ever. Lots of energizers and games that we'll use for you, and also you'll learn how to do them with others in between the more deeper exercises. And number 3, we're going to be working on you on an emotional, spiritual level. Not just what the content is that you're teaching, but also you as the vehicle, you as a channel of the information, but also the energy, you as a model, you as the energy you're holding, the space you create around you in terms of integrity, compassion, being loving, being patient, being joyful, being grateful and appreciative and affirming people. Also, the other side of that, being confrontive and strong when you need to, not codependent, holding a presence of power but of love. And so we'll be doing a number of exercises that are meant just to open your space up so that you become more present on stage as a living example of these principles. Now, the commitment that's required that we want from you is you're going to need to do some reading before you come and some reading in between. We're not going to give you like a college curriculum with, 5,000 pages to read, but there will be some reading to go deeper on these principles that are just in the Success Principles book. We'll also be, just to give you an example, we have a book called Tapping Into Ultimate Success, which is a book that I've co-authored with Pamela Bruner on how to use EFT tapping to deal with the resistances that come up to the different success principles as you're guiding people through them and doing exercises and workshops and so forth. So we'll certainly want you to read that book, watch the DVD in the book, before our third session. So it'll be those kind of things that we'll be asking you to read, maybe a book or two in between. And we'll also be asking you to live the principles. So as we go through these principles, as we go through that period between the first and the second and third workshops, that there'll be activities and homework and focuses on living those principles more fully in your life so that you're walking the talk, you're coming from the energy of it, you're embodying it, and you have your own experience to draw upon when you're telling stories or explaining or dealing with resistances that come up with people in seminars. We'll be asking you to meditate. We'll be asking you to do some guided visualizations and so on. So there'll be lots of things that we'll expect you to do in between the first and second and the second and third meetings. We'll also be asking you to do a triad coaching call where you'll be, every so often, maybe every 2 weeks, you'll work that out with your coaching triad, where you'll get on the phone, you'll actually coach each other using the particular coaching models that we're going to teach you. It's about a one-hour commitment every couple of weeks, max. We don't want to overwhelm you. And then in between the second and third meeting, we'll actually have you be in a mastermind group formed out of this group of people that are in the course so that you when you're teaching masterminding, you'll be the result of having been in the mastermind group. You'll know some of the things that come up, some of the challenges, some of the ways you break through those, etc. And again, you'll be speaking from your experience when you're teaching it. One of the most powerful tools that we have is this mastermind. Now, the outcomes we're looking at, we want you to be a more dynamic speaker. We want you to be someone who uses lots of exercises and not just talking heads in your work. We want you to be able to integrate this work into the specific populations that you want to target, whether it's students in school or whether it's people in a training environment or people in a corporation, either your own or one you're working with as a consultant. And we'll have people literally that have done work with the military, with veterans, in general public workshops, training people in health and fitness and so forth. We even had one of our graduates owns a lumberyard and decided he wanted to come train to do this so he could train all the people in his company. Very successfully went back, trained his employees, and then started doing free seminars for the local community as a way to give back, to pay it forward, and also to build his, you might call, local brand where he lives in Canada. So lots of things we want you to be able to do in terms of just being more dynamic in the presentation of these principles. Now, as I said, we expect you to work hard to do the homework, and I want you to know at the same time we'll be here to help you if you get stuck or you need assistance. We'll be available by email. Occasionally, we'll talk to you on the phone if we feel that we need to support you or answer a question you have. Often, we'll get an email, and my staff will let me know here's something that needs attended to, and I'll get on the phone with people and help you work out a workshop design challenge or deal with, well, I did this and this happened and that wasn't what I was expecting. What would you have done? So it'll be opportunities for that. We often have a couple Ask Jack calls in between the sessions. We'll schedule those as needed where anyone who wants to can get on the phone for 90 minutes and ask me any questions about whatever's going on or whatever's coming up for you. So I'm looking forward to that aspect of it as well. As I said again, we want you to read the assignments. There won't be that many, but make sure you've read them before you get there. And I want you to know that there'll be a lot of things we're going to expose you to. Some of it you will already know. Some of you are coming in, you're familiar with EFT tapping, you've done the Sedona method, you've done Byron Katie's work, you've worked with the law of attraction, you've studied NLP, whatever it might be. And some of you, this will be new to you. So we're going to touch on the basics of all these things, and then you may want to go deeper in between the sessions with books, audio tapes, and things that you can access to take yourself deeper and go into this in real depth. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is how you are going to stay communicated and connected with us. The first thing is we have a train the trainer, we call it TTT, so get used to that abbreviation, the TTT Private Resource Center at jackcanfield.com, and it's similar to the web page this recording was posted on. It's password protected, so only members of the 2013 class can get into it. And we're going to give you the login and access information at the first meeting in 2013. Someone will kind of walk you through the website, show you how to get in there. And this is where we're going to post new content. Often I'll read something in the seminar and someone will say, can I get a copy of that? And we'll put that up there on this resource center so that you'll be able to download it and use it in your own workshops and so forth. And this is where we'll also post any homework we assign you, so if you forget what it was, you can always go there and find it again. Any resources that I mentioned during the training, people go, what was that again? We'll post that there, because often I'll mention a book or a CD or some kind of resource that might be valuable for you. So again, that'll all be there. And also we put in links to various websites and things where there'll be value for you as well. So all that'll be posted in the Private Resource Center that we'll teach you how to access at our first meeting. This will also be a place where all the information for meeting locations, travel details, reservation, phone numbers for the hotels, et cetera, will be posted for future meetings. So usually you'll get an email that says, go to the Train the Trainer Resource Center. There's information there that's new that you'll need for the next training or whatever. The second thing is, as I mentioned, we have a private Facebook group, and you'd be amazed. I mean, it's really magical, the amount of support and sharing that happens in this private Facebook group. Having a Facebook account isn't required to participate in the TTT program, but it is highly recommended if you want to take advantage of the really tremendous amount of support and encouragement that you're going to get from your fellow participants. People will post things like, here's a copy of my flyer for this workshop I'm going to do. What's your feedback on it? And people will post their wins. People will say, I found a new book that I think everyone ought to read, or here's another technique, a variation on a thing we did in the training you might want to check out. So lots and lots and lots of support. People ask questions, get 15 or 20 answers to those questions. You know, I tried this, didn't happen the way I expected. What would you have done? Or I'm thinking about working with this population. Do any of you have a specific exercise of working, let's say, with youth at risk? So it's really, really quite profound. I love to go there and just catch up myself on what's going on. I learn things that I didn't know, new resources and so forth that I can use. How you join this, you go to Facebook and, just sign in. If you're not a member of Facebook, I recommend you do that. It's very simple. You get your login password, etc. You set that up. And then just up in the Facebook search bar at the very top of the page, and the little blue band that goes across, you'll see a little white box, just like you do if you're going into, you know, Google. And you type in Train the Trainer, separate words with spaces in between them, Train the Trainer 2013. So Train the Trainer 2013. And then you just request to join. And then one of our staff members will automatically approve you. So we look at those requests 5 days a week, so Monday through Friday, and we obviously know if you're registered or not. We'll let you in. The third thing is if you have anything you need to communicate with our staff, mainly Alice Dottie, who you've all talked to, interviewed you to get into the program, and Jesse Ionello, who's our director of training. And she will be available to you and Alice. And sometimes your email will get forwarded to a different staff person if it has to do with payment plans or, you know, logistics. We have different people on staff who handle different things, but you'll get an answer. And just email your communication to TTT@JackCanfield.com. That's T as in Thomas, TTT, three times, @JackCanfield.com. And then we go in there 5 days a week. They're opened up by two of our staff. And they'll get back to you immediately with some kind of response, or they'll let you know if they need a little more time to research it and get back to you, and they'll handle whatever it is you need to get handled. Now, what I want to really encourage you to resist doing is emailing Alice or Jesse directly, because sometimes what happens is people start emailing them directly, and then it really isn't something they should deal with, and so it doesn't, you know, they've got to rechannel it to someone else, and it becomes overwhelming for them. So whatever the question you might have or the issue you have, just TTT@JackCanfield.com. As I say, it gets open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Someone will get back to you. Preparation for meeting number one. I want to give you just some information you'll need in order to be prepared when you get here, and I would encourage you to do this. You've got a lot of time between now and the training. So, you know, don't do like I did when I was writing my Success Principles book. I had 18 months to write it, and I think I spent the last 6 months writing it, and the first 12 months not doing it. And I was up like 16 hours a day working on the book. So this is called Start Now, Get It Done, and yeah, I think you'll be a lot happier if you do that. Anyway, number one, download your travel packet. You'll see in there's a URL below on the page where you came into this podcast, and it contains important travel details and your release forms. Now, release forms, we need from you just basically saying, you know, here's all the information about me in terms of what you, if you have any meal requests, like I'm a vegetarian or a vegan or I'm, you know, lactose intolerant or whatever it might be. So we know how to plan for your meals. We need also, like, when you're arriving, so we need that kind of information so we can just be on top of what's going on with you in terms of travel. There's also some other things we'll ask you to sign just in terms of, you know, making sure that you're tapped into all the agreements we have with you and so forth. So you'll see all that in the travel packet. So just click on the URL at the bottom of the page that says travel packet and fill out whatever you need to fill out. And then send those back to us as soon as possible. The sooner we have those documents, the faster we can get moving. If you have any questions about them, again, you just email TTT@JackCanfield.com. Keywords here are as soon as possible. So I really appreciate you doing that. The next thing is I'd like you, these are kind of homework assignments now, to read the Success Principles book cover to cover at least once. Just read it through. If you've already read it, I'd request that you reread the first 20 chapters again at the minimum, so the first 20 chapters, and study the first 20 chapters in depth. I'm going to remind you again, and it'll be listed in your homework on this site again, if you look at the URLs in blue below, the homework will be there in print as well. But the principles I mentioned earlier, I'll reread those just to remind you. But you want to really study those first 20 chapters and those 9 or 10 principles in depth. Really get conversant with them, you know, so that you can talk comfortably about each one. So just be prepared. Number two, we'd like you to write down goals for the year 2013 in 7 different areas. And you can access pages 32 to 33 in the Success Principles. It will remind you of these 7 areas and also be in your homework. but it's finances. So what are your financial goals for the year in terms of income, debt reduction, cash flow, profits, those kind of things? Career is number two, so your job, career, profession, goals you have there. Number three, free time and recreation. You know, how many free days do you want? How many vacation days? Maybe you want to learn salsa dancing. Maybe you want to learn 10 jokes you can tell, whatever it might be. Number four, body and physical health, body and physical fitness. So what goals do you have in terms of, you know, perhaps running a 10K race or losing 20 pounds or becoming pain-free of the pain that's been in your left leg for the last 2 years, those kinds of things. Five, relationships. Do you have goals for relationships? Perhaps healing a relationship, having more friends, getting closer to your daughter, whatever it might be. And then number six, personal goals. Personal, we mean things you want to have, like I want to own that house, own that car, have a Rolex watch. It also includes things you want to do. Maybe you want to visit the Eiffel Tower or the Great Pyramids in Egypt or the Great Wall of China or Machu Picchu or whatever. So anything you want to do just because you want to do it. Maybe you'd like to write a letter to the editor or write your own book, something like that. And number seven, we call it philanthropy, legacy, contribution, giving back to the community. What would you like to commit to as a goal for impact in your community? And your community can be local, it can be national, it can be international, in terms of making a difference. So if you have any questions about those categories, you can read about them on pages 32 to 33 in the Success Principles. And you can have one, two, three goals in each of those areas. Don't overdo it, but we want you to have something you're committed to in each of those areas. So write those down. And you might want to review the information on how to set a goal, the goal being measurable in time and space, how much by when. So better relationship with my daughter is an intention. I will take my daughter out to dinner alone 12 times in the next 6 months by June 30th, 2013, that would be a specific measurable goal. So feed up on that and come with your goals. Number three, we'd like you to write at least one affirmation for each goal that you write down in those seven areas. You can refer to pages 70 to 81 in the Success Principles in how to write an affirmation. So just get that started. We'll do some debugging of that when you get there. If there's some confusion, we'll kind of test them out and see if you're writing them correctly. But this is an important aspect of the program. Number four, we'd like you to practice some form of meditation or some visualization process every day, starting from the time you hear this until you get there. If you have a meditation practice you're currently doing, continue to do that. If you don't have one, I would encourage you, a couple of things you can do. You can just go online, type in meditation techniques, find one, and give it a shot. If you want to, we have a product that we develop called Awakening Power, and it's by Deb Sandella and myself, and it has six guided visualizations and meditations on there. You could practice listening to those, and these are also ones that we teach you to teach, so that would be a good way to begin that as well. Just go to jackcanfield.com, go to products button, scroll down to audio tapes, and can go ahead and order that if you'd like to do that. The fifth thing is just to remind you that there's nine principles we'll be covering at number one session, and one of the things we'll be working with helping you do is to develop a personal story about each of these principles. So you might begin to think about those different principles, and do you have a story out of your own life that would illustrate the effectiveness of using that principle, or perhaps a negative impact of not using it in your life, where you, say, for instance, didn't take 100% responsibility, or you weren't clear what your intention was, or you didn't set a goal, and you just kind of were buffeted along in life. Or it could be when you did use one of the principles and it worked out for you. So you can start thinking about that. You don't have to come with those prepared, but obviously thinking about it would be good. And as you're reading things like People Magazine or you're watching 60 Minutes or whatever, if you see a story about someone who used that principle, who was an example of that principle, and it was effective, you know, rip it out of the magazine, write it down, go watch the segment on 60 Minutes again on YouTube, whatever. And so that you're starting to gather lots of stories to illustrate these different points, because stories are great teaching tools. Again, the experiential part is more powerful, but the stories help people remember what the aha experience is that they actually got on their own. So again, take responsibility for your life, be clear why you're here, decide what you want, believe it's possible. Unleashing the power of goal setting, releasing breaks by using affirmations, see what you want, get what you see, acting as if, taking action, using feedback to your advantage. So those are all things you want to begin, maybe creating a file for each of these principles. And as you rip a story out of the newspaper or a magazine, or you see something in Chicken Soup for the Soul, you can just put a 3x5 card in there with a page number that says page 79, Chicken Soup for the Soul, the Frank Szymanski story, good to illustrate principle of taking 100% responsibility for your life, that kind of thing. Now, the other thing we'd like to do is just recommend a couple of things that you might want to read if you have time. Again, not required. The key word here is recommended, but really highly recommended. And these will be powerful resources for you as you go through the year. The first is the Chicken Soup for the Soul book. Now, there's a couple of books that start off with the title Chicken Soup for the Soul and then have a colon and then have a subtitle. So the first one is Chicken Soup for the Soul, Unlocking the Secrets to Living Your Dreams. And this is a book that has 70 stories, all of which would be very useful to you in this work, illustrating how people apply different success principles, especially the ones you'll be learning in this first week, to their life and the story that came out of it that's very moving, inspiring, and motivating. You can get a copy of the book on Amazon.com. If you want to save a little money, you can just get the Kindle edition, download it to your Kindle reader or to your iPad or whatever new notebook you're using. And the Kindle edition is just $1.49, so not a huge investment. Second book I'd highly recommend is Chicken Soup for the Soul, subtitle being Stories to Open the Heart and Rekindle the Spirit. Again, these will be listed on the website. And this was the first Chicken Soup book we ever did. And it's all those stories were stories I was using to illustrate these principles that you'll be learning. So again, Amazon.com. You can buy the paperback version for about $10, and the Kindle edition for $1.49. Third book, The Power of Focus, or you can get the more recent The Power of Focus 10th Anniversary Edition. You can go to our website, jackcanfield.com. It's available for $8.69, available for a comparable price at Amazon.com. The fourth resource is the Success Principles Live DVD. So it's a DVD called The Success Principles Live, available at jackcanfield.com. It's $24.95. And you'll see me doing just a little over an hour, maybe about 70-minute presentation on the success principles to a small group in a studio. But I'll give you a nice example of me just teaching it more from a conceptual speech, like a keynote speech approach, which many of you will want to do. You'll want to be able to speak it as well as teach it experientially in workshops and seminars. And so it's a nice modeling tool to have. And the final thing is, if you haven't watched the DVD of The Secret, I would encourage you to do that, which is focusing on the law of attraction. Go to Amazon.com. I think it's $10.74, very inexpensive for DVD. So that's all recommended. And then the last couple of things are we'd like you to be prepared to deliver a one-minute introduction of yourself to the group. So kind of you might want to practice this, kind of how long's a minute. And so you'll each get up, and over the course of the first couple of days, you'll have a minute to say your name, where you currently live, your level of experience as a trainer or a speaker, and if you have a target audience that you most want to work with when you graduate from this course, like maybe it's corporate trainings or general public or working with teens or working in the schools, working with the military, whatever it might be, women, you know, whatever. If there is a target audience, great. Let us know what it is. If there's not, if it's just general, then say, you know, just want to work with all kinds of people in all kinds of settings. But if there's an audience you're currently working with, you want to continue working with, or something you're inspired to work with, that helps us know how to position some of the things we're teaching and also who to hook you up with when we create support groups and so forth, because there might be similar levels of experience and similar levels of the intended audience I want to have impact on. So again, your name, where you currently live, your level of experience as a trainer or a speaker, could be, you know, 15 years as a trainer for IBM, or it could be, you know, been running LifeSpring trainings for 10 years, or I've been a speaker for 6 years, or I have no experience whatsoever. Whatever your experience level is, just let us know. And your target audience. And number four here is I want to talk about something we'll be doing the last evening of the training, and you want to be prepared for. It's called a come-as-you'll-be party. One of the most powerful tools for energizing the subconscious and really creating strong neural pathways and also activating the law of attraction is something we call a come as you'll be party. We'll ask you the last evening to come to a cocktail party, and it'll be hosted by us for the first hour or two. And you can either drink alcohol or not. That's your choice. We know not everyone drinks alcohol. But what will happen is that while you're at this so-called cocktail party before our closing dinner dance, is we'll ask you during that period of time to pretend it's the year 2018, so it's 5 years into the future, and you've achieved all of the goals that you wrote down in the prior part of this assignment, was to write down your goals in these seven areas. And you're going to act as if every one of them has been achieved. And you're basically going to be talking as if all this has happened. You're going to be bragging about it. Now, the preparation you may want to do, not required but fun, is you may want to bring props. You might want to bring a book that you've taken and made a fake book cover to put on of your book cover. You might want to bring a poster of an event that you conducted in 2016 where you co-led a workshop with me or with Tony Robbins or with Richard Branson or something like that. People have brought in movie posters of movies they've made. People have brought in a little kind of a Emmy or an Oscar award. You can buy these at shops where they sell trophies. People have made little videos they showed people. People have, one person actually wanted to be an interviewer on the red carpet at these media events, and so she brought in a red carpet. She hired a guy with a camera to be a TV cameraman, and she had a microphone, and she started interviewing all the other people coming into the cocktail party. People have done amazingly creative things. Now, it's not so critical that you get all wrapped up in the props. You can go online and you can make fake book covers for Time Magazine and Newsweek, all kinds of things you could do, but it's not required. The main thing is that you show up as the person you would be 5 years from now with the level of excitement, enthusiasm, contentment, appreciation, gratitude, and pride for all the things you've accomplished over the last 5 years. If there's a certain way you'd want to dress, we've had people that wanted to be retired in 5 years show up in shorts and a Hawaiian shirt with a drink in their hand with a little umbrella in it, like you get in Maui. We've had people show up in tuxedos. I've had people show up in formal Scottish dress with kilts and military insignia on it. We've had people show up just jeans and a T-shirt because they wanted to be casual and not have to get dressed up in suits anymore. So whatever it is that would help you be that person and represent yourself and have the visual as well as the auditory coming out of your mouth in terms of that. And you can read pages 93 to 94 in the Success Principles, and it talks about how to set up a Come As You'll Be party. It'll remind you of the way we'll be doing this. So those are the assignments. It may sound like a lot because it took a long time to say, but it shouldn't take you more than a few hours of work other than reading the Success Principles book. And if you want to read the other books, great. We'd encourage you to do as much of that as possible as well. And you can bring the Success Principles book with you to the training. Would be a smart idea because you may want to access it as we're having you work together to make a little presentation perhaps on one of the principles. We'll teach you some things, but you might want to review some of the content. So I would recommend bringing that book with you. And that's pretty much it. So final comments I would make are simply this. I am very excited about this program. Every year it's my most fulfilling thing to do. The emails we get back from people that are having tremendous success in doing this work is the most fulfilling part of this for me. It's like, I feel like a parent with really, I've got a lot of children I'm proud of that are out there doing this work all around the world. I mean, we have the first Ukrainian, he calls himself the first Ukrainian Russian-speaking motivational speaker who came through our course went from being a person in the multi-level marketing world making about $100,000 a year to now he's grossing over $1 million a year in U.S. dollars. We've had people that from the University of Mexico in robotics who's now doing trainings, integrating all this into his classrooms, developing teacher trainings, and working with inner-city youth and people that are at risk in the young adult world in Mexico. So there's so many things. I just get these emails every day from people going, oh, my God, this is so cool what you guys are doing. So I expect to be getting those same kind of emails from you. We're going to be teaching you in this first workshop how to lead a minimum a half-day seminar. We'll be asking you between the first and second workshop to actually go and lead a half-day seminar. And for some of you, that will be, 200 people in a hotel room. For some of you, that will be 6 people in your living room, friends from your church or friends from your bridge club or whatever it might be. But everyone will lead a workshop, and you'll get feedback about how you did that. We've got some forms for you to fill out about what came up for you and so on and so forth. But we really want you to be – this is going to be a hands-on program throughout the year. And then between the second and third workshop, we'll be doing a one-day workshop. And right now that might seem overwhelming to you, but by the time we get through this, as I said, at the end of the third week, you can easily run a 1, 2, and some people even 3-day workshops using all of the different techniques we've taught you. You'll be well prepared to do that. So, as I said, very excited. I know that you're all going to have a great time. Everyone just grows tremendously. One of the big pieces of feedback we get is that, I took this for professional training, and I grew so much personally. It way exceeded my expectations on that level as well, because all of the activities that we'll be asking you to teach, you'll also be experiencing. Some of you are graduates of our Breakthrough to Success training. You've experienced them there. Some of you are new to this work, but we'll be experiencing them again in here, but we'll be breaking down exactly how we did it and how we set it up and so forth. But we don't believe it's ethical to teach something you haven't first experienced. So there'll be a lot of personal development, both intellectually and emotionally, spiritually, empowerment-wise, letting go of blocks that are blocking you so that you can teach those same techniques to help other people let go of their blocks. So a great year, a great immersion in this work. I look forward to seeing all of you at the first training. If you have any further questions that didn't get answered on this call, all you have to do, again, is send an email to ttt@jackcanfield.com. And as I said, we'll get back to you as soon as we can with an answer to your question. I am so excited that you're going to be with me. I look forward to our time together, both as a group, and I'm sure I'll get to know each of you individually as well. We'll spend some private time together throughout the year as well. So until our first meeting or until you communicate with one of our staff, we look forward to supporting you, and I want you to have a great holiday if you're listening to this before the end of the year, and also to have a great New Year's. And just get ready for a rocket trip ride to a much higher level of success, not just as a trainer, but in terms of every area of your life. So until then, this is Jack Canfield signing off.